From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The Arab League says U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is a dangerous development that places the United States at a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. The statement was issued early Sunday after an emergency meeting of League foreign ministers in Cairo, and it went on to say that the Trump decision also strips the U.S. of its role as a sponsor and broker in the Mideast peace process. Meanwhile, Lebanese security forces fired tear gas and water cannons at protesters near the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon during a demonstration against President Donald Trump's decision. This man holding a can of tear gas said this is American Jewish made. They're throwing it at the people and children, at our Palestinian people. They're defending America. There is no one by our side, none of the Arab countries. A God, we will raise the Palestinian flag. Protesters, some of them waving the Palestinian flag, set fires in the street and threw projectiles toward the security forces who had barricaded the main road leading to the U.S. Embassy in an area north of Beirut in the Aqqar area. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Sunday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The announcement came 2 days after Russia said it had defeated IS in Syria, where Moscow is supporting the Syrian military. The Iraqi government said the declaration of victory meant its forces had secured the western desert in addition to the Iraqi-Syria border. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman congratulated the Iraqi people. This is VOA News. A UN envoy says time is of the essence to resolve tensions on the Korean Peninsula peacefully. Jeffrey Feltman, the UN's Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, visited North Korea this week. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for unity in the face of the North Korea missile crisis and warned people not to undermine efforts of the discreet diplomacy underway in Pyongyang.
My experience is that diplomacy that is done with a loudspeaker normally fails. I am a strong supporter of discreet diplomacy. There is an effort taking place. Let's not undermine the effort. Let's see what the effort can produce. And after the effort finishes, we will be able to say what kind of results were obtained or were not obtained. But to start now giving preliminary indications could only undermine the serious effort that is being made.
North Korean media KCNA said Pyongyang considers the joint drills part of a U.S. scheme to make a surprisingly preemptive nuclear strike on North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday he is moved by the opening of a civil rights museum in the state of Jackson, Mississippi, where he praised civil rights leaders such as Medgar Evers and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
In Arlington, he lies beside men and women of all races, backgrounds, and walks of life who have served and sacrificed for our country. Their headstones do not mark the color of their skin, but immortalize the courage of their deeds. Their memories are carved in stone as American heroes. That is what Medgar Evers was. He was a great American hero. That is what others honored in this museum were, true American heroes.
Outside, protesters gathered at the museum site to protest his presence with signs saying things like, "Love Trump's hate." Ukrainian opposition politician and former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili has declared a hunger strike. Our attorney had released a letter from Saakashvili calling on supporters to protest in Kiev and to call for the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. Also Saturday, a spokesman for the prosecutor's general's office said prosecutors would ask a court to place Saakashvili under house arrest with electronic monitoring pending a trial. And California Governor Jerry Brown has cautioned that more wildfires are in his state's future as firefighters battle 6 major blazes that have killed at least one person and damaged hundreds of homes. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.